Thank you for tuning in to PRP, Public Radio, the podcast. I'm a multisyllabically named announcer, and you are listening because you're a little listener, you little voyeuristic sex hound. All programming on PRP is brought to you by, well, no one really. It's all fictitious, or imagined, or invented, or fake, or filtered through a Native American dream catcher. What's the difference between those five things? We'll find out at the top of the hour. My junior college broadcasting education taught me that's called a teaser. You like being teased, don't you, listener? You're a little fox hat sex tease. Coastal highs today of 78, lows anywhere from 30 to 60. Who knows? It's all contingent on the whim and whimsy of our sinister weather god, Orthu. I love you, Orthu. Please don't smite my fake family. Again. Very hot inland today. Highs of mild swamp butt to full-on nutsack rainforest. This weekend we'll see clear skies and plenty of hot guys. Whoop! Forget I said that last part. Just kidding. Don't. I love you. Let's go to the traffic update with Bill Tedeschi. Bill?
Well, it's slow and go on Highway 36 right now. Super slow. Those lanes are moving slower than a constipated turd. Like you ate a whole wheel of brie cheese with a pint of your mom's bourbon. Gross. Northbound 9, zipping right along, faster than my teenage daughter's budding sexuality. Seen a lot of zippers getting unzipped at my studio duplex apartment. Scary. A little congestion at the downtown roundabout due to an overturned pest and rodent removal truck. Watch out for bloated rat carcasses in the left lanes, you dirty bitch. For PRP, I'm Bill Tedeschi with the Trafficopter Update. Back to you, guy, man, host, sexy man, guy.
Thank you very much, Bill, and Godspeed in what is clearly your last week on the job. We now turn to the BBC World Report, because we like to pretend we're interested in world affairs, but in reality, they threaten us. I know they threaten me. Possibly even my family. If I had one, they would be threatened. The following of BBC will remind you of how ethnocentric, jingoistic, and generally stupid you are. BBC World Report. I'm St. John Fanshawe, reporting live in London. It's 23 past the hour, GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, which means literally nothing to the rest of the world. At any rate, first, we're going to check in with our Australian correspondent, Ian McKenzie, in Melbourne. Ian?
G'day. I'm Ian McKenzie, reporting from Melbourne. Tragedy strikes an Aussie citizen today as a man was attacked by a crocodile, which is, something crocs tend to do, like a lot. No surprise there. We don't have firearms in this country, so this is pretty much the only violent crime we have. In other news, koalas are cute, and Vegemite is yummy.
Is that it, Ian?
Oh, no. Of course not. Also, shrimp on the barbie. Kangaroos are marsupials. Kiwis are from New Zealand. And our insects are the size of cancerous goiters. Didgeridoo. I'm Ian McKenzie in Melbourne. Back to you, St. John. Love you, sweetie. Good day.
Fantastic story from BBC Australia's Ian McKenzie. He is truly descended from criminals, as we all know. It's 2700 past the hour GMT, Greenwich Mean Time. Again, utterly meaningless. Let's go now to our BBC World Service South Asia correspondent, Liam Stratford-upon-Chestershire.
Liam Stratford-Wensleydale-upon-Chestershire for the BBC World Service reporting in Mumbai. Preferably known by yours truly as Bombay. Yes, the two words are indeed similar. However, the native name lacks the positively delicious smack of brutal imperialism and all that. Boy, how I miss the days of the East India Company. In any case, today, in the densely populated Palghar district, A 26-year-old blogger, I think it was from Dublin, was hacked. And I don't mean computer hacking, I mean an actual hacking to death by means of a rusted and dull machete. It appears the man was executed for espousing a mildly inquisitive and mostly secular belief system. Or perhaps he was just mucking about. I haven't seen a slaughter this bloody since the 1942 Yorkshire Cricket Club Championship. By the Queen's undergarments! Tally-ho, and back to you, St. John.
Liam Stratford-upon-Chestershire, clearly working on his 9th Tanqueray and Tonic. It's 400,000 past the hour GMT Greenwich. I'm St. John Fanshawe, reporting live in London, I believe. Now, it wouldn't be a World News Service update without a quick popover to our West African correspondent, Nigel Ticklypants Flamcoffer. Nigel.
Cheerio, I'm Nigel Ticklypants Flamcoffer. Pardon me, I'm just coughing phlegm. That's what I do, long line of chimney sweeps. It's been a positively brilliant day here in Nigeria, despite the fact that Boko Haram insurgents have captured all the women's Christian missionary medical facility there today. Wouldn't you have it, all 30 of the nurses, and indeed all 40 of the patients, were bound, gagged, tortured, and given a nice go-round. After a swift beheading and with unreasonably sharp swords, the women were Bob's your uncle, Becky's your aunt, given another go-round just for good measure and all that. The grisly display of human brutality is one for the record books, don't you know? My life is a non-stop montage of nightmarish tableaus. Stiff upper lip and God save the Queen, all of that. If you want to be my lover, you've got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. I'm Nigel Ticklypants Flamcoffer, reporting from Nigeria.
Brilliant and insane story, Nigel. Coming up after the break, the world of sport. I'm St. John Fanshawe for the BBC in London. It's 7500 Kelvin past the hour GMT. That sure was kaleidoscopically bizarre, now wasn't it? Hi, I'm a so pleasant it's eerie announcer. Weather update, we have highs of LSD and psilocybin today, lows of catastrophic depression and suicidal ideation. Full moon tonight, so watch out for Wiccan girls if you're anywhere near a forest. They're easy to spot, most of them are overweight. Now we go to PRP's Arts and Culture Corner with Book Stew with Stu Brooks, followed by Smith Johnson Williams Country Music Roundup. This is PRP.
Welcome to Book Stew with Stu Brooks, featuring me, Stu Brooks. It's the Stu Brooks Stew of the Day for today, the 11th of Septembernary Jimber of the year 2015, Anno Domini. Today marks the birthday of the American novelist Henry Fishbucket. Born in 1897 in Gloucester, Massachusetts, his father was a racist longshoreman and part-time inventor who encouraged young Henry's precocious behavior, on the condition that he avowed to always despise spicks, spooks, and Jews. When Henry was 10, he developed a knack for writing, leading to an original play, a one-act about the invention of the styrofoam cup. His father, inspired, set out to invent the cup himself, failing to realize that it already existed. He died of cholera 1 month later. Fishbucket's first novel, The Bloated Cardigan, based on his lack of experience in the First World War, was published in 1922 to resoundingly negative reviews. He committed suicide in a clown outfit in 1923. He was never famous, certainly not posthumously. No one cares about him, including your host. And now the poem Desert Tequila by Tex-Mex Lex, a Texan-Mexican who was born with dyslexia. Desert Tequila, riding high in the sky, your chariot on fire. I think I maybe just lit a guy on fire.
I don't know. I'm on desert tequila. When that sunrise comes up and you're confronted with the horrible things you've done, you realize that, hey, all I need is another bottle of desert tequila. Desert tequila. Well, that's all for today on Book Stew with Stu Brooks. I've been Stu Brooks. Good day, do good work, and go clear.
Welcome to the Country Music Roundup. I'm Smith Johnson Williams, and I'll be brief today since my hemis are sure flaring up and cutting off my circulation to my snake skins. And fortunately, I'm saddled up on my horse. And boy, the producers in studio didn't like that. Anywho, I've been doing some thinking, and I made a few lists of my favorite all-time albums. So here's part one of my all-time essential country western albums. Sweet Tea Talking by the Dusty Custy Trio, Barbecue N.A., Chet Flukner, Waffle House Blues by Punt Scooter, boy that's a good one, USA USA by the Court Norman Band, Born in Jail, Merrill Benton Allison, Summertime Nutsack by Toby the Stink Pile, You Read Books, Queer by Patty Teaser and the Clip Clops, Snakeskin Boots No Pants by Jimmy Hatfield, The Sizzle on Prom Night by Caitlin Harmony, one of my favorites right here, My Cute Sister and the Other Holiday Tunes by Wild Billy Hoover, I Ain't No Metro by Wade Rump, If You Ain't White I'm Worried by the Dunkel Twins, My Pa's a Horse by Colt McNutt, Sure, There's a Lot of Blood on My Pants, But It Ain't Mine by Fluffhampton Band. You try keeping the pork chops moist this time, you bitch, by Shane Dixon. Diversity's on TV Ain't Enough by Riley O'Reilly Jim Band Jim. There's Too Many Orientals by Earl Hooker and the F-150s. How Old Your Cousin Anyhow by Geezer Phillips. Marriages Between a Man and a Woman, You Fairy by Kurt Footband. Well, that's all for today, folks. Till next time, keep your head up high and your heels on your feet on the ground, and unless you're riding a horse, in which case you don't keep them up on the ground because you don't want to make no sense. I'm Smith Johnson Williams, and yeehaw!
You're listening to PRP, Public Radio, the podcast. Obviously, you little cat scratch fever pitch, starring Jimmy Fallon and some other woman. It's time for reflection and self-improvement with PRP's own advice columnist and motivational speaker. Stay tuned for Just the Tips with Dr. Terry Smiles, coming up at the top of the hour, which is right now. Oh yeah, that's just a test. This is here for the tips, it's Just the Tips with Dr. Terry Smiles. That's what I'm talking about. Hello listeners, strangers, friends, maybe even sworn enemies. Just kidding, I have no enemies. That's what I'm talking about. I'm Dr. Terry Smiles, motivational speaker, holistic health professional, and executive janitor. But most of all, I'm a human being. A human being who is in no way a medical professional. But that's besides the point. Welcome to Just the Tips. This is the show where we dream what we believe and we believe what we dream. We make our dreams a reality. And by we, I mean me and my trusty microphone, Frank. Hi, Frank. I love you. Thanks for listening to my voice. Our question of the day comes from Bob in Boise, Idaho. Idaho? No, Utah, you silly jean jacket. Just kidding. I love you, Bob. Bob in Boise, Idaho writes, Dr. Terry Smiles. I'm interested in learning karate. How do I do that?
Well, Bob, I'm glad you're finally addressing the issue of your physical weakness, because it's vastly important. Fact, 93% of all debates, disputes, and breakfast options in adult life are solved with physical violence. So it's wise to know how to go absolutely sick house on somebody. Did you know? Your desire to learn karate reveals a lot about your personality. For example, did you know that you are a homosexual? Get it? Izinga! See? Karate, since you're apparently blissfully unaware, is kind of the ginger kid of the martial arts world. All the other martial arts, jiu-jitsu, krav maga, kung fu, etc., are like the cool guys hanging out around the barbecue, grilling sexy steaks and having some frosty brews. Whereas karate is the autistic cousin drinking country time lemonade and babbling about his various pollen allergies. It's super weird. So, if you're comfortable with making a colossally stupid choice and definitely losing both of your two friends, then karate is the, quote, martial art for you. That's what I'm talking about. Here's a step-by-step guide to becoming a karate master. Number one, go watch Karate Kid and wonder what living in the San Fernando Valley in the 80s must have been like. Was it great? Not so great? Etc. Then, number two, watch Karate Kid Part 2 and be okay with the fact that it's basically the same movie, just in Japan. Then, number three, watch Karate Kid Part 3 and be blown away by how much it sucked meaty chutes. Next, and this might sound a bit controversial, but number four, watch the next Karate Kid. Yeah, that one. The one with Hilary Swank, but before you knew who Hilary Swank was. And fellas, to answer your question, yes, it is okay to masturbate to Miss Swank in this film. I generally endorse the, quote, spank to swank principle, a scientific algorithm I made up when I slapped my peenie around while watching Boys Don't Cry. As for the ladies, yes, it has always been okay to masturbate to Pat Morita. Yeah, I bet you're thinking about that wispy, great beard now. Then number five, another good technique is to check out Ralph Macchio's Wikipedia page. You know, just to see what he's been up to since My Cousin Vinny. Not much. He was apparently pretty good on Dancing with the Stars, and he looks really spry for being 51. Now, for extra training, Bob from Boise, Idaho, Utaho, silly jean jacket. Number six, you can watch the original Three Ninjas, but not the severely inferior sequels. Although you won't learn anything about karate per se, it's just a hilarious kids' farce, after all, not an instructional video! You are allowed to incredulously ponder how Emily got Rocky, despite him being vastly out of her league. I mean, honestly, he was such a striking 12-year-old dude, and she was such a dud of a person and actress. The studio couldn't find a more physically appealing specimen? That's ridiculous. And that's it. You are now a karate master. Congratulations, you dummy. Now go on out to a dangerous urban environment, slam some Mountain Dew Code Reds, and start busting some minorities' heads. Hey, that rhymed. It's like a Dr. Seuss incarnate. Well, that's all the time we have for this week. Time to take a nap in my Subaru Forester. I think I have a hamburger lunch waiting for me in there. Bye now. And remember, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you for tuning in to PRP. Public Radio, the podcast. That's it for today. This episode was written and improvised by Chris Curtis, Nick Crosby, Dan Venti, and Jesse Egan. You can find them all on the internet, or you can just spit in your hand and hope they appear like a shaman or a hologram. Have a good day.